Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Dr. B. Real, the author of the two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. This is the ninth and final chapter in the first volume of his book. This chapter has the same title as this video. A struggle snuggle is a terrible thing, and the person doing it, regardless of their gender or background, should be held fully accountable for it. Many of you will agree that this is a touchy subject, no pun intended. So what does Bob, also known as Dr. B. Real, say? That fourth wave feminism is trying to promote the idea of rape culture. One allegation of sexual misconduct and a man can have his family, career, and freedom taken away from him. Usually the woman accusing him doesn't even receive any punishment, which creates moral hazard. Laws are also being promoted that will allow a simple accusation to convict a man without a trial. We're entering Salem witch trial levels of tomfoolery here. Ironically, it's the unattractive women that look like witches complaining about being touched, when only a few minutes at a slut walk would show you that most don't get touched at all. Going to a slut walk, you might actually confuse it with Halloween. Maybe it's sexually frustrated and unwanted women trying to promote rape culture to finally get some attention. Negative attention, but still something. I would wager that we're as far as possible from a struggle-snuggle culture in the West, too. Bob also says that the more frequently false accusations are made, it means the legitimate victims are less likely to be heard and helped. Bob shares one story from a woman who was embarrassed at having her sexual advances turned down, so she lashed out at the guy who rejected her by claiming he raped her. That reminds me of the types of behavior of women at slut walk. Bob says that false accusations are now increasingly tools used by women against men. Look no further than the Brett Kavanaugh case, where it was used as a potential tool for political or judicial power. Ford, the woman accusing him, lied, and nothing happened to her, of course. You can also get a copy of Bob's book if you look in the description. As for today's sponsor, it's the MGTOW's Guide to Retiring on 200K in Southeast Asia. Luca Vendetti is the author. He left the West taking his savings with him and achieving his goal of retirement at the age of 33. The book shows you how you can easily do the same and easily create a passive monthly income covering your expenses in Southeast Asia. It's a great book for someone like Vention MGTOW. Instead of heading to Asia and feeling overwhelmed, he could have read this and known a little bit more about what he was getting himself into. Maybe you as a man were meant to be drinking dirty martinis on the beach, taking Polaroids of ladyboys, if that's what you're into. What have you actually got to lose except your slavery to the corporate veal fattening pens? Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Anyways, now back to women so ugly that no man will ever force himself onto them, Clown World Show. If Brett Kavanaugh had been taken down and not allowed to become a Supreme Court judge in the United States, then false accusation culture instead of rape culture would have spread rapidly into every part of American culture. Luckily, women are being punished in some cases. Bob talks about a lesbian fanaticist named Gemma Beale that was guilty of perjury and perverting the course of justice because she falsely accused 15 men of mounting her rascal-sized frame so she could get attention from her girlfriend. She tried to destroy that many lives to boost her sexual marketplace value in the eyes of another woman. She went to prison for 2 years and 9 months, costing the state a ton of money, just like she weighs a ton. Not to mention the £250,000 for 6,400 police hours and court hours. Somewhere out there, there are real female victims, and it's too bad that Gemma ate their justice up. I made mention that it's usually the unattractive women that make false allegations, and Bob went all out for this chapter and includes pictures of some of the homeliest looking women imaginable. They all promote the idea that all female victims need to be believed. Someone who's a genuine victim doesn't promote the idea that men are guilty by a land whales decree. Such language is there not to help women, but to hurt men. Bob says that every rule between men and women is being flipped over on its head by fourth-wave feminism. Like if a woman is intoxicated while sleeping with you, then she can accuse you of a struggle snuggle, even though it was the peach schnapps that were at fault. Even if she's sober but regrets it, then regret becomes rape. Not only that, but these rules are retroactive, and can go back many decades. But now women are dealing with the consequences of men no longer mentoring and helping women, because they don't want to be accused of something they didn't do. More men are going to go their own way from work environments with women in them, rather than be turned into a victim by a woman lying about being a victim first. Much like the 8th chapter of his book, where Bob discusses unintended consequences, the same is true for the women that did nothing wrong, and were never going to false accuse anyone in the first place. Maybe it's all a conspiracy by the ugly chicks to punish the good-looking ones, that get male attention and help because the ugly ones don't get it. cutting women off from men just makes them bitter and becomes a great recruiting tool for the feminists too. This is my theory, but the very next page, Bob confirms my suspicions and postulates that this might actually be the case because old and unattractive women are in a way ensuring that the young and attractive women are also cut off from male attention. He says this, and I quote, "Women hate women who are smarter, thinner, prettier, or more successful than they are. Until women can acknowledge and manage this amongst themselves, no amount of blaming men for everything will ever change anything. More so, intelligent, healthy, attractive, and accomplished women will forever be bullied by bitter women, until we all dare to stand up to all the bullies, including the angry and entitled female ones," unquote. He also says that under Darwinism, it's all about survival first and thriving later. So men are in survival mode when it comes to fake rape culture. We're running out of co-ed work environments to be in, and ironically that creates more disgruntled females, and I suspect the 5th, 6th, and 7th wave of feminism incoming shortly. I'm still waiting for the day when women make up 50 to 60% of the politicians or more in the world, and start imposing insane cock lockdowns for men, i.e. cockdowns, to protect women on streets after 9 p.m. Meanwhile, with no men around, the real criminals will be free to loot and pillage, and the woman won't have any protection. Bob also brings up the interesting case of Asia Argento, the woman that helped put Harvey Weinstein in jail. But later on, she was exposed for quietly paying off her own child accuser, Jimmy Bennett. She settled the case with him for $380,000 outside of court. So going after Weinstein was probably just protection on her part. She was hoping that if she accused someone else first, then people wouldn't accuse her later. Jimmy had just turned 17, and the age of consent in California is 18. He played her son in a film where they were together. Jimmy shared proof of their encounter with a picture of the two of them in bed together, with a selfie to seal the deal. I wonder why she didn't get a selfie with Weinstein. The hypocrisy is just too damn much. Maybe young guys need to trap women that make false allegations in this way to teach them a lesson. I wonder what 17-year-old boy would actually make passes on Christine Blasey Ford that made false accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. One that enjoys leathery skin and a dry cubbyhole vajayjay for a schwing-schwang. If I was a 16 or 17-year-old guy in the land of 18-year-old consent, I'd find the nearest desperate beach land whale and bang her and then claim that she took advantage of me. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. All it would take is half a dozen young guys to do something like that, and older women won't be inappropriately touching younger guys ever again, with or without permission. Bob also shares a story and image of a woman in Australia that went on air with a man that accused her of sexual assault, and she just laughed at him. Imagine what would have happened if the rules had been reversed, and a man had done the same thing and was laughing at a lady. There would be women in high-heeled hooves coming for him with torches and pitchforks. That TV show brought on another female guest that said that this type of sexual assault is not a double standard, but completely reasonable. The idea is to laugh at men because don't you know that only women are allowed to be victims, and men are not. The left has to cover for women that commit assault on men because women vote for the left. They're just protecting their party members. Bob also brings up the case of Chris Gayle, a cricket player, complimenting a woman named Mel McLaughlin and telling her not to blush, and for saying nice things about her, he was forced to pay $10,000 for making her blush on television. Then Bob says that everything he says in his chapter is a double standard, and that it's not about equality but instead about persecuting men and punishing young and attractive women. I agree. He then shows pictures of Rosario Dawson grabbing Paul Rudd's package on television, as well as Jenny McCarthy fondling Justin Bieber. And then shows pictures of Bieber assaulting a woman in a similar fashion, and the public demands justice. Even with all of this, the media still makes fun of men that use the hover hand when getting their pictures taken with fans. Meanwhile, the fans have their hands around their waist. We have entered a new level of clown world hell here. In other words, men are not allowed to say they were sexually assaulted unless those crimes were committed by another man. Hence why Kevin Spacey was blacklisted by Hollywood. I keep saying they need to have a deplorable style film with Kevin Spacey, Mel Gibson, Brendan Fraser, Shia LaBeouf, and Roseanne Barr and all do a film together. They would probably be happy to be working again, and they could actually show the studios that it's profitable to hire undesirable actors. You can even call the film The Undesirables. Ironically, Brendan Fraser is a victim of sexual assault and divorce rape. I believe this role reversal where men are treated like women back in the 1950s that are just supposed to accept bad female sexual behavior has to do with demographics. Back then there was a man shortage, and the women had to be on their best behavior, and we're in a world today that has a cock surplus. So if you've got a schwing-schwang, you gotta be on your best behavior. Unless, of course, you hide it behind a dress and makeup. Then magically, you also gain victim status. I don't believe this is a cultural shift as much as it's a demographic one. Bob also shares a story about Malka Leffer. A female child predator in the system didn't even know how to punish her because it was designed to punish men instead. Female-on-male or female-on-female misconduct is just being laughed at as girls will be girls. They are emotional and can't help themselves. But such an excuse would never fly if it was a man we were talking about here. Women like Ellen DeGeneres were allowed to objectify Katy Perry's breast disease and get away with it. But if a man tried to do this, his big head would be on a stick and his little head would be in his mouth. Women can grope other women on camera, but if a man does it, it's somehow different. Where's the true equality when you really need it? Bob shares tons of pictures of different women like Rihanna, Helen Mirren, Joan Rivers, and Miley Cyrus fondling each other. Just what everyone wants to see, grandmas and singers playing with each other's brassieres and slingshots, grabbing at each other without asking for permission. One shot even has another woman looking like she's licking Rihanna's neck in public. Bob closes out the chapter by discussing how the real snuggle struggle numbers of assault have been exaggerated by universities and exaggerate the dangers of men. According to his research, the Bureau of Justice Statistics found that the number that's usually thrown around, the 20% of women being assaulted, was actually only 61 women out of 1,000, or 0.61 on campus. Off campus, that number is 0.76%. But of course, women boost the number to be 30 times higher, because as Mr. Mustache always used to say, if you tell a lie that's big enough and long enough, people will tend to believe you. The numbers of sexual assaults have been falling for decades on college campuses. Also, how can the number keep going up and up if women make up the majority of the students there? Women could make up 99% of students in college, and somehow, you know that the feminists would find a way to make the problem appear to be larger than ever. But according to Bob, sexual assault by immigrants of white Western women is on the incline, yet no one mentions this. I think that's about all I got to say for this one. Once again, get a copy of Bob's book from the link in the description, as well as the MGTOW's Guide to Retiring on 200K in Southeast Asia. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dr. B. Real for the donation and getting me to review his entire first book now. Stay tuned for the second. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women in college are getting smashed 99.4% of the time by chat. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the feminists that pretend to be groped so they can group all men as predators away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.